Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Well, let's see if you're still awake. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Oh, great. Well, that warms my heart to know that we've got living bodies listening, which is really good. Now, Easter is an amazing time of year, isn't it? Not just because we all have the okay to eat chocolate all day. So, who will admit to chocolate having passed their lips already? Have we got some? Great. Oh, that's great. Can I say, I've just put my hands up just to look. I haven't had any yet. Who's eaten a whole egg already? Beck, because you're eating for two. That's really good, isn't it? Easter is an amazing day because it is the day when we celebrate the fact that Jesus is alive. Have you ever wondered what the moment of resurrection might have looked like? I don't think it's something we see very often in religious art or posters. What is the moment of resurrection looking like to you? I wonder if for some of us, we sort of imagine the stone sort of creaking, you know, creaking away, and a bit of a bleary-eyed Jesus coming out of the tomb. I don't think it was like that. A few years ago, a friend of mine sent me a YouTube clip. And it really impressed upon me just what resurrection might have looked like. And I was really hopeful, even though it was a couple of years ago, that the clip's still available. And thanks to the wonders of modern technology, it still is available. And we're going to watch it in a little bit. And it features an artist, an American artist called Ron Desani, who painted a massive mural of the point of resurrection. And that mural hangs today in the Biblical Art Museum in Texas. It only takes about 4 minutes, the clip. But if you can't, because of the wonders of the pillars, see the TV, you are very welcome just to move. It only takes 4 minutes, but it's the moment of resurrection. And actually, I really love the film because the artist talks us through his thinking about the painting. So, thank you, Max. Shall we see if we can see?
Ron Desani is a renowned artist whose paintings have appeared at the Moscow Olympics and have hung in galleries, offices, and museums around the world. He's been hired by the biggest names in publishing and advertising, including best-selling authors Frank Peretti and Max Lucado. But he's probably best known for his painting, Spiritual Warfare, which has sold tens of millions of prints globally. Ron Desani was recently commissioned to paint the largest mural ever of the resurrection. It's 12 feet high by 40 feet wide. It took him 2 years to complete, and soon it will hang in the Museum of Biblical Art in Dallas, Texas.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the single act in history that separates Christianity from every other religion, every other philosophy, and every other belief system. When I was commissioned to do that, my first thing was to immediately go to Scripture to try to understand this deep significance of the resurrection. And God gave me this incredible idea of having Christ emerge from the tomb, which I've never seen done before. I wanted to stop a moment in time when he grabbed the sides of the tomb and walked out. If you look at Christ, on his belt are the keys of death and hell. Christ is the central theme of the painting. However, we have a cast of characters. The first on either side of Christ are Moses and Elijah. They are the same ones that met Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration. Behind Moses is David, a man after God's own heart. He is one of the three people in the painting that are royalty, that know to kneel before the King of Kings. Isaiah promised us the Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, he gets to see him with his very own eyes. Behind Isaiah is Abraham. The father of nations gets to see the one who brings all of those to heaven. On the other side of Christ, Elijah, who was transported to heaven without dying, Noah now knows all that he went through for 120 years was worth it. Between Noah and Elijah, you'll see up above a dove flying past the rocks, the symbol of the Holy Spirit who literally raised him from the dead. Queen Esther, who was willing to perish, now sees the one who was willing to give up his life. Behind Esther is John the Baptist, who at one point in his life wondered, is he really the one? Now he gets to watch him walk out of the tomb. So he knows he's the one. In back of him, again kneeling, is Daniel. Royalty again. Daniel was a governor. If you look at the far right corner of the painting, you'll see Mount Calvary, also known as the place of the skull, or Golgotha. That's where Jesus was crucified. And above the three crosses in the distance, you'll see a rainbow. Christ, the angels, and the guards are all totally physically represented at that moment. However, the cloud of witnesses on either side are all transparent at some point because they're in another dimension. Looking back at Christ, you'll see that there are special cracks right around his head, symbolically forming the crown of thorns he wore. And I wanted to sum it all up by his gaze upward of looking to the Father and saying, I did it. Because of this moment pictured in the resurrection mural of Christ conquering the grave, we now become heirs and joint heirs with him, with the ability of accepting him as the Lord and Savior who rose from the dead to have eternal life.
You may not have been able to see all of the details, but it's a fantastic painting. All you have to do is Google the artist is Ron Dicion, which is D-I-C. It'll come up, and you'll be able to do that. Jesus said some amazing things in his life about himself. Very often, particularly in John's Gospel, they were starting with the words, I am. Can anyone remember any of the I am sayings that Jesus said about himself? Fleur, what do you say? I am the bread of life. True vine. Good shepherd. The light of the world.
I am the door.
The gate. Very good. And for us today, particularly, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. You know, there's a story about Joseph of Arimathea's wife, who was rather cross that her husband had given their lovely brand new garden tomb to somebody who was virtually a stranger. And she nagged him. And Joseph of Arimathea got fed up with the nagging and said, oh, for goodness sake, stop nagging. He only wants it for the weekend. I am the resurrection and the life, says Jesus. Resurrection is absolutely crucial for us because it proves to people all the way down the ages that Jesus was the person he said he was. I am the resurrection. And the painting of Ron Dicion captures the amazing power that raised Jesus from the dead. Power that's available to us today. Now, hopefully, as you walked into church today, you were given a bookmark. Has everyone got their bookmark? I hope there was enough for everyone. Rosie and I spent quite a while yesterday sticking seeds on the bookmark. They are sunflower seeds. So, can you tell me, is the seed alive or dead? Well, do you know what? There's only one way that you can find out whether the seed is alive or dead, and that's to plant it in the ground and to watch it grow. In the Bible, Jesus spoke about his resurrection, and he likened it to a seed. He said this in John chapter 12. He said, "I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." Your sunflower actually has the gift of life within it. Just as we who have Jesus in us have the gift of life within us. Because the same power that rose Jesus from the dead is available to us today to bring life when we're feeling spiritually dull or spiritually dead. Now, you could do several things with your bookmark. You could be very polite at the end of the service and put it back in the basket and say nothing. Or you could be even more polite, you could smile at me, and then when you've got home, you can just throw it away. Or you could keep it safe. You could put it with a fridge magnet on your fridge, just to remember all the things about this Easter message all the way through the year. But if you do any of those things, it is a waste of potential. Or you could have a bit of a faith test and pop it in the ground in about May or early June and see what happens. I'd be really interested to see what happens to the sunflowers. I'd be really interested to see who could grow the biggest sunflower by the end of August. So that's my Easter challenge for you. To take your bookmark and to pick off the seed, and as I say, in May or early June, pop it in the ground. And then by the end of the summer, why don't you take a photograph and send it to Max? Thanks, Max. Just inundate him with pictures of your sunflowers together with the height of your sunflower. And if you could stand next to it or put somebody you know standing next to it, that would be really brilliant. And that would be great to see who's got the biggest sunflower. But another challenge that I want to leave you with, because wouldn't it be great if Max gets lots of pictures of sunflowers, but it would be really, really great if on the 1st of September, which is the nearest Sunday to the end of August, actually we've got a congregation who are absolutely bubbling with the life of Christ in them, that they want to come and praise him. Now, some of you might not have taken that step yet to invite Jesus into your life, to have that power of life and light of God growing in you. And I know Max and I would be really delighted. If you'd like to take another step forward, we'd be delighted to journey with you. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.